Hello. Thank you all for coming. Thanks to Yaron and the team for inviting me back here a couple years later. My name is Eli Mallon. You can find me on the app protocol at ime.li. This is a continuation of a talk from 2024 called Live Peer Catalyst and the Conspiracy to Solve Video for Everybody Forever. I got a lot of good feedback on that talk. People seemed to think it was appealing, but I got told, I'm not really sure what you're selling here. So I'm back 2 years later. I've started a new company. We've got a new product. It is open source. It's cross-platform. It does a lot of very interesting things. So let's just go through here. This is a screenshot that I just happened to take right before we came in here, which is funny that the grow stream is what popped up on the top of the corner there. This is live video for Blue Sky's App Protocol. I'm not going to go too deep into the App Proto stuff today because this is a video talk, but it is an open protocol for decentralized social. Streamplace recently was integrated into Blue Sky here, so when anybody goes live with Streamplace, you get a little circle around your Blue Sky avatar there. So let's talk about what we've built. So we've got very low latency live streaming using H.264 and Opus. We've got chat and lots of other sort of bells and whistles that you would expect from sort of a Twitch-style streaming platform. That's the short explanation of this, is if Blue Sky invented the app protocol to make Twitter on the app protocol, we're using the same thing to make Twitch, right? We've got syndication, so you can broadcast your live stream and anybody can run a node and rebroadcast your node and syndicate it as if we're all running our own little TV stations. We've got multi-streaming, so you can push it out to Twitch and YouTube, archival, scheduled streams, webhooks,